The car approached the gates of a suburban estate and stopped. It waited. Kinnison knew that the Bosconian within was working his every beam, alert for any sign of patrol activity. Knew that if there was any such sign, the car would be off in an instant. But there was no activity. Kinnison sent a thought to Gerond, who relayed micrometric readings of the objective to various lensmen. Still, everyone waited. Then the gate opened of itself. The two thugs jerked their captive out of the car to the ground, and Kinnison sent out his signal. Base remained quiet, but everything else erupted at once. The airplanes wheeled, cruiser and speedster plummeted downward at maximum blast. The panel job literally fell open, as did the cage within it, and four ravening cat-eagles, with the silent ferocity of their kind, rocketed toward their goal. Although the Oglons were not as fast as the flying ships, they did not have nearly as far to go, wherefore they got there first. The thugs had no warning whatever. One instant everything was under control. In the next, the noiselessly arrowing destroyers struck their prey with the mad fury that only a striking cat-eagle can exhibit. Barbed talons dug viciously into eyes, faces, mouths, tearing, rending, wrenching. Fierce driven fangs tore deeply, savagely into defenseless throats. Once each, the thugs screamed in mad, lethal terror. But no warning was given. For by that time, every building upon that pretentious estate had disappeared in the pyrotechnic flare of detonating duodec. The pellets were small, of course. The gunners did not wish either to destroy the nearby residences or to injure Kinnison. But they were powerful enough for the purpose intended. Mansion and outbuildings disappeared, and not even the most thoroughgoing spy-ray search revealed the presence of anything animate or structural where those buildings had been. The panel job drove up, and Kinnison, perceiving that the cat-eagles had done their work, sent them back into their cage. The lensman driver, after securely locking cage and truck, cut the Earthman's bonds. "QX, Kinnison?" he asked. "QX, Barnett, thanks." And the two lensmen, one in the panel truck and the other in the gangster's car, drove back to headquarters. There Kinnison recovered his package. "This has got me all of a soapy dither, but you have called the turn on every play yet," Winstead told the Tellurian later. "Is this all of the big shots, do you think, or are there some more of them around here?"
"Not around here, I'm pretty sure," Kinnison replied. "No, two main lines is all they would have had, I think, this time.